This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. High interest rates are not so great if you want to, say, buy a house or start a new business, but they are pretty great if you've got money to squirrel away. Because not long after the Fed started hiking interest rates, many banks started hiking theirs, too. Rates on savings accounts and CDs have climbed over the past couple years. Now the Fed is preparing to cut interest rates. Just today, Fed officials said they expect 3 rate cuts by the end of the year. Marketplace's Samantha Fields looks at how that might affect savings.
This time, 2 years ago, the Fed had just started raising interest rates. And according to Ted Rossman at Bankrate, the best high-yield savings account out there was offering less than 1% interest. Today, you can find accounts offering over 5%.
These rates have really run up very quickly.
And he says a lot of people are benefiting.
We actually recently did a study and we found that 22% of Americans who have short-term savings are earning at least 4%.
Last year, just 7% of people were earning that much on their savings.
This is the time to be a saver.
Margarita Chang, a certified financial planner near D.C., says she's had clients of all ages coming to her asking how to take advantage of today's rates.
They're like, hey, can you tell me, should I open a high-yield savings account or a CD? I am having conversations every week with clients about this. Every week. It's pretty exciting because that means that people are more engaged.
These days, Chang is also getting questions about when the Fed might start cutting rates, mostly from clients who want to see mortgage rates come down.
The flip side of that is as the Fed is cutting rates, then the healthy interest that you have enjoyed on your high-yield savings accounts, those will go down as well.
Interest rates on almost everything move when the Fed raises or lowers the federal funds rate. Both the interest you pay on mortgages, credit cards, and car loans, and the interest you earn on savings accounts and CDs.
But some move faster than others.
Joseph Gagnon at the Peterson Institute for International Economics says CDs are among the first to follow the Fed when it raises rates or cuts them, partly because they're in a competitive market where people shop around.
It's pretty quick for CDs, and then as you get to other types of bank accounts, it gets slower and slower, and when you get to checking accounts, it gets, glacial, or if that.
Banks have already started lowering interest rates on some longer-term CDs, even though the Fed hasn't actually made a move yet. It's just signaled it probably will. Anastasia Fedek at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business says that's because CD interest rates are fixed.
What that means is that it can actually be a little bit more responsive, right, in a forward-looking way. Because if you're locking in, right, somebody for 5 years, then you know that the rates might be cut in a couple of months. Already, you're not going to be offering them that high rate.
Whereas banks that offer high-yield savings accounts with variable interest rates,
they can afford to respond pretty much in real time or close to real time with a little bit of a lag.
Once the Fed does cut rates, though, you can expect your bank to cut your rate, too. But Fedek says chances are high-yield savings accounts will still be high-yield, at least for a while.
A few cuts is not going to get us anywhere near the zero rates environment that we were in for so long. The Fed is looking at maybe like 3 cuts by the end of the year.
Most likely, Fedek says, they'll be in the vicinity of a quarter of a percentage point, which would keep the federal funds rate and interest on many high-yield savings accounts above 4%. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.